partner churches are ministering to the refugees in the Acecha crisis. Chinese house church leaders define a new normal. And a college ministry bursts with optimism with a new school year. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Government and aid officials in the Republic of Georgia say roughly 7,000 ethnic Georgians are still living in South Ossetia under uncertain conditions. The Red Cross has been denied access to some areas, but a limited amount of humanitarian aid is getting through, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Our main response has been to help equip our church planters in the region with Bibles and Christian literature and funds to help them purchase humanitarian aid for the thousands of refugees that have flooded into southern Russia from the conflict.
The bulk of the fighting has stopped for now, and the needs that are beginning to emerge are both emotional and spiritual.
I think the impact that this has had, obviously, the people that have been coming in as refugees, of course, are just shell-shocked by the trauma. And this has made them very open to talk and to pray with the church members. And they've not only got an opportunity to minister to the great physical needs here, but they're having a wonderful opportunity to share the love of Christ.
Elsewhere, Open Doors' Carl Muller, just back from China, had the opportunity to talk to house church leaders there. When asked how the Olympics had affected their ministry, the response shocked Muller.
Of course, the government has brought many of us in to be questioned on our activities during the course of this time in the last few months. And this is normal. And of course, some of our dear friends and some of our mutual friends in the area are in hiding or even under arrest right now because of the situation. But again, they use this word, but this is normal.
Increasing pressure is a concern, which could have one of two effects.
It can have a chilling effect and a fear-inducing effect on the church, or, and perhaps more likely, according to the leaders there in Beijing, it will surface new leaders in the church and raise up an entirely new and invigorated fresh generation.
Pray for all the churches in China.
And also pray for the Three Self Church in China, that they might be open to provide more officially recognized opportunities for Christians to witness to the truth of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Farms International is helping combat the food crisis in Bangladesh. The flooding of rice fields and a growing rat population have increased the crisis. But the Farms International program gives farmers loans to purchase fields and orchards and also trains them. This enables them to earn an income from the crops they sell. Villagers can also raise animals and recover mortgaged lands using these loans. Pray that the microenterprise will grow to support both the people and the church. Next, in a small town with 35,000 college students and dozens of bars, you'd think the biggest problem would be alcohol. At the University of Georgia, though, Clay Kirkland directs a student ministry where he sees a problem more common even than alcohol.
The most current one is just the kind of mental health issues, the anxiety, the depression, the fear. Those type of things have really become commonplace, unfortunately.
Their main goal is creating more devoted disciples through small groups and leadership development.
We want to win the lost to Christ and then take those who become Christians and make them disciples and then train those who are disciples to become disciple makers.
Their weekly ministry helps minister to as many as 1,000 students, and they offer a 1 to 3 year internship program for the recent graduates.
It's when our students who already know the Lord are already clicking on things and they just, you know, make that little effort to form those relationships with their friends and with their roommates and with their co-workers, and that's where we see real transformation take place.
And the Bolivia partner of SIM International is hosting the second FEXPO event, designed to unite and encourage the evangelical church community. This conference gathers Christian organizations both nationally and internationally. The groups will have exhibition stands and workshops related to the Christian family. It's planned to run from September 25th through the 27th. Pray that God would use the conference to bring more workers to the harvest. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free Commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.